we did not sign the protocol because this protocol is problematic. It's a foreign document, as you may have followed. The parties on the crisis, what we call the stakeholders, have done a lot of productive and progress, made a lot of progress on the issues of government and security and welfare. We have been sitting in Senate committee for more than a week. We have done a lot of progress, but we were surprised that a foreign document was introduced. We didn't know where it came from. But later on, after investigation, we got this document to have originated from Uganda. So we refused to sign because it's not a good start. Many of you know that what is happening in the country now is a civil war. And for you to end that civil war, you need drastic and solutions that are acceptable to both parties. We need a win-win solution. And the document is unfortunate to the people of South Sudan. It's not our document. It's a Ugandan document. Actually, it's a UN-7 document.
What particular in the document is it, because the option given there, because the document also says that the prime minister have to be approved by the president, and also the prime minister will not stand for the next election. Is that what the opposition didn't like?
No, not only that. Not only that. As you know, Sir William self-appears as a president who has killed people, and we believe he has lost his legitimacy. There's no way of you imposing him on the people of South Sudan. And then we decide ourselves. When you come to the settlement between warring parties must be a win-win settlement. Both parties must see themselves in the arrangement. When you see it, everything is self-appear. So the SPLM is not there, the political parties are not there, the former detainees are not there. Even yourself, you are not there unless you are one of the five proponents of self-appear for you to be there. Just one-sided document. It's not a settlement to end war.
Okay, you call it one-sided document. Now, where is this going to leave the peace process? Because you are now in recess for 2 weeks. And then after the 2 weeks, what is going to happen?
I don't know whether you read our release yesterday. What we have said is that we are not part of that document. As you said, probably we did not sign it, and we are not going to sign it. It's a non-starter. We have to take it where they have to take it back to Uganda. It has to go back to Europe in the seven. As for us, South Sudan, I told you that we had domestic committees that have done progress for more than a week. We are going to what we have achieved, and we shall accomplish what we have not achieved. We believe we are capable of bringing peace to South Sudan. We must be allowed as stakeholders to discuss our issues. What we need is only a forum. We don't need dictation. We just only need a body to organize for us a forum. We are killing the leader, but we are advising leader that they should revisit how they have been handling these affairs of the people of South Sudan.
Yes, may I say that you really sound so disappointed with the IGAD process at the moment?
I'm not disappointed. We are only reminding them. We are reminding them that there are best practices.
Yes, in the communique of the 27th extraordinary session of the IGAD Assembly of Heads of State, any stakeholder that will boycott this time will not participate in the government. What will you say on that? Because now you've not signed. It's kind of like boycotting. And the IGAD says there will be serious consequences. What is going to happen next?
Now, this is not boycotting, as I told you before. You know, to have a settlement, it must be a win-win settlement. You know, in any negotiation, you don't get your 100%. You don't get your maximum. You can get only what you can live with. What I was telling you is that self-appear have got it more than 100%, leaving the other partners without any interest in the arrangement. The document is a foreign document. It's not our document. He's not boycotting. You know, we have been in the Senate committee for more than a week. The government was not here. We boycotted it. Nobody talked about this. Wazal is not boycotting. We are not boycotting any arrangement. Any forum created for negotiating peace in South Sudan, which will be available. But we are going to tell the other partners and the mediators what we think can bring peace the people of South Sudan.
If IGAD insists on this protocol, what is going to happen? What are your team, or what is the party, or the SPLA in opposition, what are they going to do?
Why should they insist? It is not South Sudan's document. It is not South Sudan's document, and why should they insist on imposing Yoweri Museveni the opinion on South Sudanese.
You call it Yoweri Museveni's document, but it has been signed by the other heads of states, IGAD heads of state.
It was adopted by Yoweri Museveni. This document came from Uganda. As I told you, this is not an Ethiopian model. It is not an Ethiopian model. You know, they are in Ethiopia. They have a Somalian president. They have an executive prime minister. Kenya is their presidency. Where you have that kind of a prime minister, it is only in Uganda. And you know, I think you are aware of that. It's not an Ethiopian model, it's not a Sudanese model. You know, it is president in Sudan, it is president in Kenya. Yes, there's a relative prime minister in Ethiopia. So, not model of these other countries. And you know, also, Museveni is their senior.
Sorry?
Museveni is their senior in the club of the head of the president.
Yes, now with saying that Museveni is their senior and he still is the IGAD mediating these negotiations. What does that portray then? This seems clearly that there's lack of trust from the side of the opposition on the IGAD as Museveni being a senior member of the IGAD countries.
You know, even where you are, the Ugandan Air Force was bombing all over South Sudan and Uganda is happy to do war. And you know, you didn't even ask me about the ceasefire arrangement. The ceasefire arrangement is not going through. The situation of hostilities is not going through, it's not being implemented because of the obstacle of the withdrawing of Ugandan forces. Because the Peter and Museveni are refusing to withdraw Ugandan forces. How do you call that?
Now, before we just conclude this interview, you are the chief mediator for the SPLA in opposition there in Addis Ababa. Do you personally are you quite sure that these negotiations that is being led by IGAD in Addis Ababa will bring peace to the South Sudanese?
You know, if it had come to what we see, the way, you know, even we and the government delegation, the political parties, the former detainees, the faith-based groups, the civil society, are all South Sudanese. None of these parties are asking for partition in any part of the Republic of South Sudan. We are all South Sudanese. The problem of all these people is somebody called Salva Kiir. We have been managing the affairs of the country. If we are left alone to agree on how to resolve this problem, civilian, I tell you, it will not take us 7 days. 7 days, it will not take us 7 days. We shall come to you with a very good peace that everybody will be celebrating, and we think this will be the end of all the crisis in our country. The issue is not us, it's not South Sudanese, it's not even the government delegation.
Now, IGAD has given both sides 45 days to be able to form a government of national unity. Is this realistic? Can it be achievable?
This is not realistic, 7 million. What is not realistic is not the days that I came with a rich people in 7 days. What is not realistic is supporting the government before having a settlement. We believe the government of national unity will be the product of the would-be peace agreement. When you have a peace agreement, then you have a government. But how do you form a government now? Even if I tell you now to form it, you cannot form it because you don't have the basis of forming such a government. Here there are misleading thinking, misleading trust cards do not work in a situation like what we are facing in South Sudan.
It sounds
negotiate peace, let's have a comprehensive settlement, and then you can have a government.
Yes, it sounds to me right now that the IGAD negotiation which is taking place, particularly, it's so much focusing on power sharing and wealth sharing. Do you think in this kind of approach, will it really, really bring peace?
No, I don't think that will bring peace. What will bring peace is discussing the root causes of the crisis that we are facing. And we have proposed all parties to have presented position on all those issues. We have a comprehensive approach at SPL and SPLA on the issue of governance. Where have we gone wrong? What we have been doing? How do we resolve them? On the issues of security, how do we reform the security sector? On the issue of wealth sharing, how do we share our resources of people of South Sudan, how do we make our development? These are the issues that can, the root causes of the crisis. I think they will come to what we are saying because we are the owners of this process. It's not even that they own the people of South Sudan. It is our affairs. They will have to listen to us. They have no way. They can only listen to us.